Blog Talk Radio.
Put those hands together all across the building tonight. Let the devil know that you encourage. Let him know that you encourage. Let him know. Hallelujah. I don't know about you tonight, but somebody may be crying, but I come to let you know that God can make it all right. To see but God is gonna work it out if you just believe. Remember this one thing while you're going through. If God delivered Daniel, guess what? He'll do the same for you.
Standing on shaky ground, your head don't care.
Praise the Lord. You're listening to 101 Oasis. I'm Encouraged Ministries and Evangelist Sophia, your girl Sophia, on this evening. I am so glad that you tuned in. I'm just ecstatic about one today. And I tell you, I'm encouraged. No matter what might be going on today, tomorrow, I'm so encouraged. For greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And I just love him on this evening, and I hope that you love him as well. And if you don't love him, you need to get to know him, because he's the one who has unconditional love for us all the time. His love stretches from the end of the earth to eternity. And I just thank God for him on this afternoon. I just thank God for you tuning in to 101 Oasis. I'm Encouraged Ministries. God bless you on this evening. I trust that you had a wonderful week. I did. It has been a couple of weeks of just going, like we talked about last week, we talked about Job and how Job had incident after incident, trial after trial, and it was almost like a domino effect. And that's the way it's been going lately. And we have been experiencing in my family some sickness, but we know that God has already healed one of my son-in-law, and he's healed and he's doing great, and I'm just so excited about that, how the Lord just touched his body and just raised him up for such a time as this. And no matter what the doctors have told you, no matter what your finances have dictated to you, no matter what the circumstances is, know that God has the final say. And so that we dare not complain, because we need to stand and know that we are the righteousness of God and that God is taking care of us. He's not a God that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. If he said it, he meant it. We need to stand on his word, standing on his word. And after you've done all, stand. Stand in the liberty, stand. And after you keep standing, God will come through for you. He came through for my son-in-law, and I'm so glad he did. And I thank God for my daughter, how she was so gracefully, and how we just began to pray. We believe God that he was going to raise him up. And that's what he did. And so I'm encouraged about that tonight. And when you think about some of your circumstances and what you may be going through, know that someone else is going through a little bit more than you. And you'd be like, well, Sophia, well, you know, I don't really want to go through blessing that to myself all the time. Why do I have to go through? Why do I have to be the one? But I tell you, I don't want to start complaining about anything, because when I complain, I allow the enemy to I magnify him. So if you cannot complain and you can just hold on to God's unpromising hand and say to yourself, I'm planted by the rivers of water and I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved by my circumstances. I shall not be moved by what's going on. I will not accept sickness in my body. I will not accept my saying that I'm broken, and I will not say those things out of my mouth. I will not say that I'm counted down for the last time. But with all things, we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. We're not counting down, but we're counting up, because Jesus Christ is sitting on the throne of grace, making intercession for us, for you, for me, that we may have abundance of life and that we may walk in victory. And after done all, we're going to stand. Hallelujah. I just give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endures forever. His love is everlasting, and I just thank him on tonight. And I pray that as you tune in, as you listen, I got a couple of songs on tonight. We're going to have a scripture. I'm going to play an old good one, an oldie but goodie, I Won't Complain. And that was on my spirit on today. I won't complain. I won't allow the enemy to even have me factor in complaining on this evening, but I'm encouraged. I don't know about you, but I'm encouraged. So let's go to the throne of grace so that we may pray for healing out there. Anybody who needs healing, we thank God for healing in your finances. We thank God for healing in your minds and in your bodies and in your spirit on tonight. We just thank God. We thank God for the activities of our limbs. We just thank God for giving us another day. We thank him for his greatness and his mercy and his everlasting love for us. We just give him praise on tonight, for his mercy is great, and we thank him for grace on tonight. Hallelujah. So with that being said, on this week, I always say, expect God, have great expectations for God. You know, expect God. Wake up in the morning expecting God to do something in your life, If you need healing, expect God. Stand in expectations of it. If you need finances, expect God to do a miracle in your finances. If you need whatever you need, or if you need a job, expect God to open up a door for you. But you have to stand in expectations. You can't waver in your faith. But you have to believe that God is going to do just what he said he's going to do. And I tell you, sometimes, I'm going to be honest, I have to always encourage myself. I always have to say, I'm encouraged. I always have to say, I find myself, speaking to my heart, speaking to my mind, saying, self, be encouraged. Self, I'm encouraged. I am the righteousness of God. I find myself saying, I'm the head and not the tail. I'm the lender, not the borrower. And there is an expiration date for your troubles. So if you're in trouble, if you find yourself in a situation, there is an expiration date. There's a season. And Ecclesiastes says there's a time and a time and a place for everything, a time to weep, a time for sorrow, a time for joy, a time for moaning. But this is the season. This is the time. This is the hour of abundance. This is the hour of grace. This is the hour of mercy. This is the hour of completion. God is getting ready to do something for the saints. So I'm telling you, I'm looking at the presidents for 2016, and, you know, and it's almost that are running, but when you know Jesus Christ and he sits on the throne, that doesn't apply to you, because he's going to make a way for you. Those who are called, those who accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and have asked him to come into their life, and if you have accepted him, then you don't need to worry about what president they bring. You don't need to worry about the finances of this country. But you know that your trust is in Jesus Christ. And so I believe that I receive an abundance of life. Say that with me. I don't know where you are, abundance of life, mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally. I am healed in all those areas. My finances is healed. The Bible says, there's a scripture, it says, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I will heal their land. And I want to let somebody know that your land is going to be healed. Your land, if you will begin to trust God, you will walk in a healing of this year and going out and coming in of 2016. It's going to be a year of healing if you would receive that in your spirit right now in the name of Jesus. And so I just thank you right now. I thank God for every listener, as I said before, and I'm going to play an oldie but goodie. I Won't Complain. I got the extended version on it. So I'll be back in 10 minutes. And this is your girl, Sophia, from 101 Oasis. I'm Encourage Ministries. I'm so glad you came.
Day. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days.
If you had some weary days, you can appreciate that. Oh, hallelujah.
When I look around, and I think things over, you know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Can I say that one more time? I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. Some sleep sleepless nights. But when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord, why so much pain? But He knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God has been so good to me. Have you been good? He's been good to me. More than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good. Tell me. You know what He did? He dried all of my tears away. Turn my midnight in today. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body racking with pain, but thank you, Lord. The bills are due, don't know where the money coming from, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't. Yeah. I won't complain. God. God has been so good to me. He's been good to me. More than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. So good. So good. So good. So good. Tell me. Yeah. It dries all of my tears away. He ever stop you from crying? Turn my midnight in today, so I just say thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you tell us thank you, Lord? Thank you, Lord. 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 my tears away. My midnight ends today. So instead of complaining, I learn how to lift them hands, look up toward heaven, and say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Tell him, thank you, Lord.
Tell him, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
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 Thank you, Lord. I don't know if you got a thank you praise, but I pray somebody has a thank you praise.
I won't complain. Oh. I won't complain. I know it's time to go home, but I won't complain. I used to, but I won't.
Hey, praise the Lord. I hope somebody has a thank you praise out there on this evening. I tell you, that's an oldie but good one. That's an oldie but good one. And if you have a thank you praise, he is worthy to be praised on this evening. Hallelujah. Because I truly have a thank you praise. I truly have a thank you praise. I thank him for all the things that he's doing in my life, things that I can't even see. And you know what? Not that he's doing, because he woke me up, like he's saying, well, Sophia, what is he really doing for you right now? What is going on? Is something exciting? Or do you have any money? Or, you know, sometimes you feel that money is going to make you happy. Money really doesn't make you happy, but it does help your situation. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, you know, people have always twisted the scripture about when they talk about money. They say money is the root of all evil, but that's not true. It says the love of money is the root of all evil. Because money can answer some problems. It can't answer health, and it can't make you happy. It can't give you joy, but it certainly can answer some problems and make your life a little bit easier. But the only person that can really give you joy and give you peace and give you the serenity that you're looking for is Jesus Christ, because he is the Lord of our lives. And I'm just going to go through a very familiar passage this evening. We're going to read from Psalms 23, and everyone can be able to read along with me on this. And it says, the Lord is my shepherd. I don't know about you, but he is my shepherd on tonight. Hallelujah. He's my strong tower. He's my joy. He's my peace. He's my everlasting. He's my big daddy. He's my healer. He's my provider. He's everything that I need. You know, he's everything that I could ever want in life. And when I say that, I say that because I don't even know what I would do, because without him, I don't even want to be here. It's because of him that I'm here. It's because of him that I move and have my being, that I can breathe, that I can have the activities of my limbs. Because in myself, I can do nothing, but in Jesus Christ, I can do all things. And because I know him, he helps me even in my low labar state. And sometimes I get in a low place. Everybody gets in a low place. But because of his blood, and because that when I walk and I have you have a personal relationship with him, you can't just stay there, because the Bible says, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. So I love this song, Psalms 23, because it says, the Lord is my shepherd. And this is very familiar, and everybody can identify with the Lord being your shepherd. He's your father. He's what you make him to be. You know, you have to invite him into your life so that he can be your shepherd, that he can be your healer. So in the midst of a storm, he could be right there with you. In the midst of the valley, he's right there with you. Wherever you go, God is right there with you. If you make your bed in hell, God is with you. Wherever you find yourself and you're in trouble, God is there with you. He said he would never leave you, nor would he forsake you. Low until the end of the earth, his word is true, and his word is everlasting. So he keeps doing it over and over. And sometimes you wonder, God, why me? Why do I have to be the one? You know, why do I have to? I always have a joke, and I say it all the time. I say this all the time, and I always say to my daughter all the time, I said, you know, the first thing I'm going to ask God is that, why I have to have short hair, you know? And I laugh about that a lot, but I'm serious. There's some things I'm going to ask him about. I'm like, God, well, you know, I want to know a couple of little things, or why was I the one who had to suffer you know, or and God came back to me and he said to me, Sophia, my grace is sufficient for you. You know, my love is everlasting for you. You're thinking about the material things. You're thinking about, but I've given you so much more. I've given you joy and I've given you peace. And I've given you the activities of your limbs as I go down to in Atlanta. And, you know, as I travel around and I see people don't have their minds and they're just, you know, don't have minds and they're sleeping under the bridge or, you know, they just have so much stuff going on. And I watch the young women, you know, and I watch this society now of people just constantly going through. They're lonely, they're tormented in their spirit and in their minds. But God, hallelujah, but there go the grace of, there go me by the grace of God. So when you, like I said earlier, when you really think about your situation, think about how good God has been to you. Sometimes the enemy will have you magnify certain things that are going on. But the Bible says, thinking not strange concerning the fiery darts, which sometimes come to try you, as all, you know, in Hebrews, it talks about the fiery darts that come to try you. And that's why we talk about Ephesians all the time, about keeping your armor on, keeping your breastplate on, keeping the helmet of salvation on, you know, lowering your feet with the gospel of preparation of Jesus Christ, and your sword of the Spirit, and your belt, you know, and you're lowering yourself and get ready for battle, because the Bible says we fight not against principalities, but rulers and darkness and high places. And that's in Ephesians 6 chapter for those of you Bible scholars that are listening on tonight. And I thank you for joining me. I see people are just coming in, and I just praise God for that. So we're going to go, we're just going to read the Lord is my shepherd prayer tonight. I just really feel that in my spirit on tonight. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Hallelujah. He makes me lie down in green pastures. What is a green pasture? If you just look at the greenness, it's just so pretty, you know, and he leads me beside the quiet waters, the still waters, you know, and they're in the quiet waters and the green pastures. There's peace in Jesus. Nobody can give you peace like he can. In the midst of a storm, in the midst of trials and tribulations, nobody can peace. Nobody, he can speak to the situation and he can command the peace. And God, and you can speak to your situation and you can command the peace. You don't have to accept what's going on. You don't have to allow the trials to have you, but you can speak to those you are going to go through. I've been going through all my life, but that's what I've been doing, going through. And I know there's an expiration date. And I know what? Trouble don't last always. Let's read the entirety of Psalms 23, and then, you know, we'll just come back and talk about it. And you probably can quote this yourself, but this is a book that David wrote, you know, the songs. And, you know, David, you know, he was a shepherd, and then he became a king. And I just love David, because the Bible says David was a man after God's own heart. So let's just finish reading it. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff that comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anointed my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Hallelujah. I like that. You anointed my head with oil. Surely, hallelujah, this is the part that I like. Surely, goodness and love will follow me. In other translations, it says, surely, goodness and mercy in the King James Version, but I'm reading out of the NIV. Surely, goodness and mercy. I'm just going to put that there because it's in the King James Version. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Goodness and mercy are following you. Sometimes it doesn't feel like it's following you, but it's following you. Goodness and mercy. It says, surely, that word surely, like that's undoubted. Goodness and mercy is following you. Even if you're in the valley on tonight, goodness and mercy is following. Even if you're sick, even if you feel like you can't make it anymore, know this, that goodness of God is goodness and his mercy is following you. Know that if you're in the valley, he can give you peace in the valley. He can make those ways straight. He can make the crooked ways straight, and he can make the wide ways narrow, so that you will be able to make the narrow ways wide, so that you'll be able to go through anything that God had anything that the enemy would throw at you, remember that their goodness and mercy is following you all the days of your life. And he said, and it said, now I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You know, so be encouraged on tonight. Be encouraged, for the earth is the Lord and everything in the world and who live in it. And he has founded upon the seas and established upon the waters. And that's the next verse in Psalms 24. Let's read a little bit of that. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. For he has founded upon the seas and established upon the waters. Who may ascend the hills of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? Who has only those who have clean hands and a pure heart, and who has not lifted up his soul into idols or swear by what is false? So this next song is talking about, you know, who is the Lord? He created everything. He created the world. And as long as you're with him and you haven't, you know, turned away from him, you know, and you have not worshiped other gods, you're one of the righteous. You can lift up your head. You can lift up your head, and we are the righteousness of God. We're not righteous because of our works, because if I was righteous because of my works, boy, I would be gone a long time ago, you know, because just sometimes my thoughts and I'm not always in the right place. Most of the time, every day, I have to die this flesh down daily, die it down with my thoughts, die it down with what I think, constantly watch my tones, constantly watch my attitude every day. But you know what? And the reason why sometimes you have such a hard time dying your flesh down, because it's by self-work, because you're trying to do it on your own. But if you would begin to get into the Word of God, and you would begin to apply that Word and work that Word and read a scripture a day, go to a song a day, go to a scripture a day, and begin to let that Word saturate your mind and your heart, and it won't be so hard to walk in love, number one, not have a curse and demons like I do, most of the time. And that's definitely one of the thorn in my side that I constantly have to work on. But that's because I need to get into the Word more. Because the more the Father is in me, the less the old man can die out. Because if I feed, whatever I feed my spirit, that's what's going to come out of it. If I feed my spirit all day, junk and mess, gossip and cussing, being in that environment, that's what's going to come out. But if I sing songs of praise in my heart, melodies of praise, and I get in my Word and I read my devotion, and I begin to work that Word in my heart, working in my mind, then that's what's going to come out, because the old man will die and the new man will come up. And it won't be by self-work, because the Holy Spirit will quicken me and let me know, you know what, that doesn't sound that good today. You shouldn't think that way today, because you know what, there'll be a scripture that will come up that reminds me that I've read that I am the righteousness of God. And because God's in me and I'm in him, because God's in me and he's working in me, that will allow me to walk right up before God. Not because I'm righteous, because of the righteousness of God that has given me the power to walk upright. Because in myself, I can do nothing. So know this, beloved, that surely goodness, whatever you go through this week, surely goodness and mercy is following you will follow you all the days of your life. But I just need you to begin to saturate yourself. And when I say that, the Word hits me first. You know, there's weeks that go by. I'm going to say this, yeah, because I want to be honest. There's weeks that go by, a day go by, 2 weeks that go by, or 3 days to get out. Sometimes you can get so caught up in the world. And I'll read a scripture, but I don't get into the Word like I should, or I don't pray the way I pray it on my way, and I don't spend that quality time that I need with Christ. And I always know the days that I'm not spending that quality time with him, is those are the days that I fall short, and I have to get back up on the horse
But it doesn't matter how many times you fall short. The only thing that matters is that you get back up again. That's what matters. It doesn't matter if you cussed 15 minutes ago, and you can repent. Jesus said you can repent 70 times, 77 times. And you're already forgiven because you are the righteousness of God, and the greater one lives in you. So don't allow your heart to make you feel guilty. And in 1 Peter, I believe, I'm going to not say where it is, but the Bible says, I'm going to find that scripture for you next week because I'm just going through my heart and my mind, and the Lord said, say it, but I don't really know where it is right now. I believe it's in Hebrews somewhere or Peter. But it says, if your heart condemns you, and it is in the Word. I don't have a concordance right now because I'm just letting it flow. If your heart condemns you, God is greater than your heart because he created your heart. So, my beloved, whatever you do, don't stay away from God. Stay close to him. Draw nigh to him, and he will draw nigh to you. Remember, he has not forgotten you. He loves you with an everlasting love, and there's nothing that you can do that will change his love for you. Nothing. And that's what I like about him. Man's love changes it. It fluctuates from here to day. I love you today, don't love you tomorrow. You can be married. You wake up one day, your husband or wife decide they don't love you no more. But Jesus is not like that. Or they don't want to be bothered with you. You have a friend. They want to be your friend one day, they don't want to be your friend the next day. But Jesus said he would stick closer than a brother. He's closer. He's nigh to you. He's always there. And that's what I like about him. In the valley, he's there. And surely goodness and mercy is going to follow us. And I just want to leave with that. Surely goodness and mercy is following us. Surely goodness and mercy is following us. Mercy is following you on today. And goodness is following you on today. And so I just love that. So I just love that verse. And then I found something else, and I like this. And it said, Psalms 94, and I just want to read this verse. And it says, if you're facing anxiety, God is a healer of anxiety too. It says, when the anxiety was great within me, you consoled me and brought joy to my soul. God can bring joy. Nobody can bring joy like God. Nobody. Nobody can bring you joy like God. Nobody can bring you peace like him. So, beloved, I want you to be say, I'm encouraged. How many people know that to be, to tell self, I'm encouraged, and when you begin to speak to yourself, begin to make melodies into your heart, that you will stay encouraged and stay closer to you. Stay close to the Word this week. And I'm glad to be back at 101 Oasis. I'm going to have some things coming up. I did have some the last couple of weeks. I had a lot of things going on, and I wasn't able to study a word, or I just my mind was on family. But I only missed one show, and I thank God for that. But you guys are definitely on my mind out there in radio land, and I just love you so much. I'm just so excited about what God is going to do. And is he doing a lot of things now? Yes. He's doing a lot of things in my heart and my spirit, you know, and in my mind. He's keeping me. And for that, I tell him thank you. For that, I love him. And, if I had to, there are a lot of times when I question God. There are a lot of times when you're going to question God about certain things. But I want you to know, beloved, that God sees everything, and he's working it out for your good. And he's going to continue to work it out for you good. And so you just be encouraged. Be encouraged. Tell yourself, I am encouraged on this week. I want to take you to another song. And I picked out two or three songs today. And I said, well, I think I want to, first I was going to have, like, we were going to do some songs. And then I decided I really just wanted to talk to you because I miss talking to you out there in radio land. And I'm just excited that next week I'm going to – last week we talked about Job. And I tell you, that was right from the phone. So if you missed go back and listen to the word on Job last week. It was just awesome. And we talked about Brother Job and all of the trials that he went through last week and how it was, we go through trials and it's like a domino. And Job just kept going through. And from one report, you know, the last report he got were from the his servants was, your house was burned down and all your kids are dead and I'm the only one left to tell you. And he just got, you know, report after report. And at the end, it said, Job ripped his clothes off. I'm looking at that now. You go to the book of Job. And he said he began to worship. And I like that part, how Job began to worship. You know, he tore off his clothes and he just began to fall down on his face. And I want you to know, wherever you're going through, if you would begin to worship, if you would begin to lift your hands up in that situation, if you would begin to trust God, if you would begin to just worship and get your mind off the problem and focus on Jesus. And a lot of times that's hard, but sometimes when I'm going through, you know what I do, beloved? I just begin to quote the scriptures, and that's why you got to read the word, so that when you are going through, and when the enemy is hitting you upside your head, and sometimes it gets that way, you will be able to pull up a word from inside your gut, and the Holy Spirit will begin to begin to minister to you. And you will be able to see the green pastures. And you will begin to, like the song says, he leads me in the green pastures. And he leads me in the quiet of the still of the waters. You will begin to have a peace that surpasses all understanding because Jesus Christ is with you. Hallelujah. I just thank God. I thank God for that. I really didn't have a word tonight, so I just picked the 23rd song. I just asked the Lord to give me something. I've been ripping and running and ripping and running. And next week we're going to get back into where we left off at with the word. And we're just going to do a couple of things this year. And I'm definitely excited about where God is going to be taking us and taking this ministry. And I'm excited about what God is doing in your life. And if you would begin to worship wherever you are right now, I just want to just thank God for you right now. I just want to, whatever you might be going through, God knows everything, and he knows the situation, and he's going to work it out for your good. It's already worked out. And, beloved, as you go through this week, trust God on this week. Whatever you're standing in need of, trust God. And on the 22nd, for those who need jobs, World Changes is having a job fair, and so you want to get out there at 9 o'clock. He has some nurses. There's nurses and correctional officers, and Norton is going to be hiring. They're hiring 100 security officers. So if you know anybody that's looking for a job, log on to World Changes Ministries and College Park, and join it. If you're looking for a job, join them. And so God will be able to open up a door for you for a job. And I'm going to be praying for you this week that the Lord will, if you're looking for a job or whatever you stand in need of, that you will, that it will happen expediently. You know, you won't have to worry about not having a job. Okay, so we're going to go to a song, and we're going to talk about war.
Got joy in my soul, God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't let that. This means war. This means war. Put them together. I got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't cry back. This means, Lord. This means, Lord. This means,
Lord.
Plead the blood of Jesus on tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. How many of you know he's worthy? Hallelujah. This means war. War on this week, on everything that the enemy tries to do. We plead the blood. It won't work on this week. It will not work. No weapon that is formed against you shall be able to prosper on this week. It's 21 races. We're almost done for this evening. I love you, and I want to leave you with this on this week. Remember, we're walking in green pastures. Remember that all things are working together for those who call according to his purpose. And we just give God thanks and praise on this week because we're still standing. We're still standing, and we're going to stand all week. We're going to stand all month. We're going to stand, and we're going to keep standing until Christ comes back, and I'm still standing. And we're going to go to Marvin Sapp. I love you with the love of Christ, and he loves you more. And here we go, Marvin Sapp, and I'll tune in on next week. I got two more songs coming up, and that's it. God bless you. Have a wonderful week in Jesus' name. Love you. 101 Oasis, I'm Encouraged Ministry.
Are there any praises in the room? Anybody bold enough to stand up on your feet and holler in the devil's face and give God a crazy praise right there? I don't know about you, but I come to worship God this morning. I didn't come to play church. Somebody just lift your hands and give God glory right there and shout hallelujah. Somebody shout glory in the room today. Now, I got this new CD, and y'all never heard this song before, but I'm going to teach it to you anyhow. Is that all right? If you don't mind, let's just worship God. I asked West State and the choir to help me, and we're going to sing it for the first time. It's the first time I'm singing it live, and we're just going to worship together. Just lift your hands. It's okay. Just lift your hands. I'm believing, God, that an anointing, a fresh anointing will be in the room today.
As Pastor Marvin Sapp preached the word of God today, that God will move and touch in the room like never before, that people will be healed, set free, and delivered. I just need you to close your eyes and stretch your hands up and worship God. Worship God. Worship God.
Praises in the room. Anybody bold enough to stand up on your feet and holler in the devil's face and give God a crazy praise right there? I don't know about you, but I come to worship God this morning. I didn't come to play church. Somebody just lift your hands and give God glory right there and shout hallelujah. Somebody shout glory in the room today. Now, I got this new CD, and y'all never heard this song before, but I'm going to teach it to you anyhow. Is that all right? If you don't mind, let's just worship God. I asked West State of the choir to help me. And we're going to sing it for the first time. It's the first time I'm singing it live, and we're just going to worship together. Just lift your hands. It's okay. Just lift your hands. I'm believing, God, that an anointing, a fresh anointing will be in the room today. As Pastor Marvin Sapp preached the word of God today, that God will move and touch in the room like never before, that people will be healed, set free, and delivered. I just need you to close your eyes and stretch your hands up and worship God. Worship God. Worship God.
This is again, Lord Sophia. Jesus is real on this evening. He's real on tomorrow. He's real 365 days in the year, and we give him praise. So have a good week. Have a blessed week. Have a wonderful and awesome week, and I'll see you next week, 7:30, on Encourage Ministry. Again, Lord Sophia, be encouraged on this week. I'm encouraged. Have a great week, because Jesus is real. Good night.
Let's go. encourage me and find the strength to believe that
stuff, but if I had time, I would just look at you and touch you, tell you, touch your neighbor to your right or to your left, and tell them, say, neighbor, you're looking at victory. Just tell them. Wish I had time. Just look at one person and tell them, say, you're looking at a victorious believer. You're sitting next to a miracle in the making. You're sitting close to an individual that recognizes and realizes that no weapon that is formed against them is going to prosper. That every tongue that rises up against him in judgment is going to be condemned. You're looking at somebody who realizes that greater is he that is within me than he that's within the world. You're looking at somebody will be here all night if I stay there. I ain't no chump, I'm a winner.